This is Jen V, and I'm filling in for Justin Kaufman here until 11 p.m., and then Patty Vasquez comes in. And I have in studio, I have the members. Is it all the members? Are you complete? Oh, you're minus one. That's okay. Most of the members of a band called Wedding Band, and it's spelled B-A-N-N-E-D, not B-A-N-D. And why don't you guys let me know, anyone can jump in, about, first of all, what's with the name?
As far as we can't spell?
Or... No. As far as, yes, exactly. As far as why, tell me about being banned. What happened?
Our show can be a little, we're not a normal wedding band. We're high energy, we're over the top, we have a lot of fun. I'm half naked. So we got banned from playing weddings in our hometown of Gaston, Indiana. Since we came to Chicago, we're back in the wedding scene. But for a while, we couldn't even show up at a wedding.
No. Is that? I read that, and I thought, this must be a spoof. Like, they must be pretending that they got banned.
My brother got married. They wouldn't even let me in. Like, get out. Oh, no.
Really?
Not really.
Oh. See, I'm very, but it's an exciting story. I'm like, yeah, but why don't you, so when you say raucous, did you say raucous? I just made that up.
That's good.
Okay, great. When you say raucous, tell me about the setup of this, like if I go see you, which I would try to go tomorrow, but I'm here, what do we expect from the wedding band?
A raging party.
I like it. Why don't you, I forgot to do this. Why don't you guys all just tell me who you are and what you play in the band? If you're a singer, we'll start with you, my friend.
My name is Bruce Wenchel. I play the bass guitar.
Great.
Vinny Van Action. For your satisfaction.
Wow.
Guitar and vocals.
Okay.
I'm Megan Tron. I'm the female vocalist.
And I am Indiana Montana. I'm the male vocalist.
And I love, you can't see because it's radio, but your sunglasses are fantastic.
Thank you so much.
And in fact, everyone who is in here, all the members of this band, look fantastic.
Thank you.
You really do.
Thank you.
You look as though you are ready to rock out, which I appreciate.
Thank you.
Why don't you tell me how you got started? Anyone can jump in and tell me, how'd you form?
I saw some cover bands in town, we all did, and I thought, why can't we do this? And so I got the people, and we formed Wedding Band, and ever since then, it's just taken off.
When was that?
That was about 10 years ago.
10 years!
So you've been doing it for a long time. I guess I was right.
You were right. You could do it, and I was reading... first of all, let me say, how did you guys get into music? Were you kids that loved to sing? Did you just pick up a guitar at age whatever, a bass at 3 years old? Why don't we start on this end? Tell me, how long you've been singing? You want to come up to the mic?
I've been singing my entire life. I used to sing to Fantasia all the time. I just loved it. So, as far back as I can remember, I've been singing.
Just singing. And was your family or your people around you supportive of your singing?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, my family's really loud, and so I have six uncles on one side, or I'm sorry, six relatives on one side, five relatives on the other, the aunts and uncles.
Yeah.
And so I have a huge family.
Yeah.
And they're all very, very loud all the time.
And so they were like, yeah, go for
it. They loved it.
And do they sing? Do you have a musical family or no?
They sing, but not well.
Okay. So what? A lot of it is confidence.
They're loud. It's all about volume.
Volume goes a long way.
As long as you're loud.
I have to tell you, I recently started listening to more, so interesting. I am not a metal person, but I recently started, I don't know if it's just as I hit 41, my anger came out or something, but I started listening to metal music.
Yes.
And I love it.
It's great.
I have to say, and part of it is just that it's loud.
It has to be played on volume 11.
And there's something about it that just feels freeing. And when I watched your video, that's kind of what I felt like. Not that it was metal, but what I'm saying is the sort of freedom and abandon with which you guys play, glorious.
Thanks.
Glorious. So what about you? How did you start?
I know, pretty much the same. Grew up an only child, just kind of got into music and kind of singing the jingles on the TV and keeping myself myself entertained. So, you know, parents kind of wondered where it came from and where I got it from, but here we are.
So, no, your family is not musical in that way?
No, can't carry a tune in a bucket.
Wow. So. Are they loud or not loud?
They are not loud.
Okay, so opposite, but still not so musical. Now, did you have training? Did both of you, did you guys get lessons, or are you just totally self-taught?
I have. I've taken lessons. Okay. My dad was actually in a band, too, and so I kind of learned a lot from him.
Yeah.
He did a 50s cover band, awesome. And so now I'm doing 80s and 90s.
Which, you guys, you're so young. Do you even remember the 80s? You don't remember the
80s. Oh, yeah,
sure. I'll just pretend.
I don't remember a lot of things.
Yeah, me neither. But you know what? I especially remember the 80s because of the music, but I don't remember much after that. So you remember singing to jingles.
Yeah, just anything I heard on TV. Same as Indiana, Disney stuff, just totally hooked on the princess vibe, still am.
Like Ariel?
Ariel was my
Little
go-to.
Mermaid.
Ariel was my first song in a talent show.
Really?
Great. Part
Did
of
you
World.
Win?
Yeah.
Was there a contest?
It was
probably not a contest.
Yeah,
okay. That would be kind of weird to have that much competition in
No pressure. No pressure.
Right, no pressure. You just get kicked out of school if you lose. Okay, and what about you?
I just picked up a guitar and when I was a kid and just never stopped playing.
Wow.
So I do.
Did you do it when you're not, I mean, do you practice all the time? Are you like a guitar nut in terms of always fiddling on it?
Yes. Yeah.
The rest of the band's yes.
So, shut up, Vinny.
Yeah. So when did you, how old were you when you picked up a guitar?
Probably 12.
Wow.
I think. 12 months or 12 years old?
12 years old.
12 months. Could be 12 months.
I couldn't afford a guitar when I was
He came out of the womb with a guitar.
Yeah, exactly. So you've been playing. So were you guys in different bands before this band or no? Was this your first?
This Anyone? Is the only band that you need to be in.
Okay. Good answer. Good I like band. That answer. And you, sir?
Yes, Bruce.
Bruce, when did you start playing the bass?
Do you want to know the truth?
That's a great question.
It's too naughty for radio.
I don't know if I want the truth.
You're still on PG Talk Time here.
I've never told this story before. When I was 16, my mom came up to me and she goes, Bruce, let's face it, you're not a very bright guy. But she said, you have a hell of a body, and you better use that body to make some money.
Oh, that's so sweet.
And then I realized I could probably wear short shorts and play bass, and so that was my job.
Okay.
But it didn't pay very well for a long time, so I was kind of poor.
Okay. Yeah. But now, you guys, the Cubby Bear, was the Cubby Bear a turning point?
Yeah, when we started, they booked us every Thursday for 7 months.
I read it.
That was it was a huge turning point. You know, we're playing every week. We're getting better, learning new songs. People were coming in, partying with the Cubs. So it was fun.
I mean, it's not easy. I have friends in bands. Not easy to get booked there. I mean, according to the people, because I know my friends in bands.
It's
did not
get.
It's
a great stage.
It's a great stage. Fun. Very popular. People love it there. So it's pretty amazing that you guys got booked for that much, you know, in a row. Mm-hmm. Those kind of gigs. How is it? How do you like? Do you love performing in front of people? I guess you wouldn't do it if you didn't love it. But is it everything you dreamed it would be?
Absolutely, for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
Do you guys get nervous?
When we started, I threw up before every show.
Okay, so did you know who else did that? Johnny Carson.
Well, he's dead now.
Okay.
so that's not really helping me out with
that. That's right.
But he was before he died. He was on for a very long time. So yes, okay. So you did that for a long time. How long?
2 years.
And then what changed?
I don't know what changed at all. I just one day, I started just getting drunk, and then I stopped doing that. And now I'm sober.
Okay.
Not sober, 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 sober at shows.
Yeah.
And so that was just all the coping nerves.
Right.
I was nervous.
You were
I still get nervous. Before the shows, I can't even say the word I am.
Okay.
I'm a jerk.
Okay.
I'm just like so obsessed with like the show and the band and people showing up. I'm just like,
yeah.
It starts and I'm good.
Okay. So once you start, you're all right.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And what about you guys? Nerves?
I think for me, every show is a different kind of adrenaline. It always depends on the stage that we're playing on, the kind of crowd that we expect to have. You know, it's different for a private event or a wedding versus a fest, you know, where there's kids there and you're kind of minding your P's and Q's, making sure they have a good time without offending anyone, you know, because you want that all-around experience for all ages. So I think it just, a lot of times for me, it's more of an adrenaline thing than nerves, but it's always epic.
Like, I was going to say the same thing. I don't really get nervous anymore. I just get super excited, and I feed off of the crowd's energy.
That's lovely to hear. That's lovely that you, and people probably, according to what I've seen on the, what people get really into it. And when, and there must be no other feeling like when the crowd is super into you guys and having a blast. It must, you must feel great.
You're making everyone happy, you know. You see everyone smiling out there. It's great. You know, that's what we're here for.
I mean, I think now more than ever in the world, we need it. And that's why I wanted to have you guys on, too, because the spirit of it was so, like you said, raucous, but also there's something good-natured about it. Now, I don't know you guys personally, but you seem like amazing people. And that
thank you.
You really are.
You really are. You fooled her.
And that it would be just so great to go to one of your shows. So I'm a fan from watching the videos. Okay. And yeah, that's why I wanted to have you guys on. And I want to ask you, how do you pick? So you're a cover band, which means, I mean, you know, we hope people know what that means, but you never know. It means you play songs previously recorded by other artists.
Right.
Would that be accurate?
That's correct.
Okay. How do you pick the songs?
I guess I'll talk. You pick them. You know what's funny is, like, every song you're playing, we play some obscure songs, but most of the songs we play are hits.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really weird because you can play 5 hits in a row, but 2 of them just bomb. So it's hard to figure out which songs are going to go over with an audience, because even though everybody loved the song in your show, it kind of fails.
Right.
It's hard to put them. So it's hard. You just got to.
So I have a list here. I think we need to take a break in a little minute, but there are some amazing songs that you have on here, Purple Rain. I feel like, Camille, taking up a fund so that I can hire them just to play Purple Rain for me. And we didn't have an engineer, or I would have you play here, but I'm a fill-in, and you know what. So, but you're getting fans now around here, and maybe you could play outside.
They wouldn't.
I can tell you right now, it would be sad. So if I was more on my game, I would have got an engineer. Okay, so Purple Rain is one song that is very special to me. You know, I'm 100 years old, so I remember Prince in his prime. And like that. So I want to get back. We're going to take a little break. Good evening. This is Jen V. I'm here filling in for Justin Kaufman, WGN 720 AM. I will be here until 11 when Patty Vasquez comes on the air, and she's going to be talking to everybody from Springfield, where she is doggedly following what is going on with the Illinois budget. But right now, I am here in studio with Wedding Band. And Wedding Band is spelled B-A-N-N-E-D. What is your website?
Well, that's www.weddingband.com.
Pretty simple.
We like to keep it simple.
Yeah, it's a better way to go. They are a cover band. They are not a typical wedding band, so don't think that. They are, I would say from watching their videos, raucous, wild, hilarious, genuine, and funny. I think it's important to have all those things. It's entertainment. It's not just a musical act. So, and the thing I want to talk about is tomorrow they have a huge gig, no pressure, a huge gig at Navy Pier. And why doesn't someone tell me about that gig?
Well, we are going to be playing at 8 p.m., but you should get there way early.
Way early. So Navy Pier tomorrow has tons of festivities going on. Wedding Band plays at 8 p.m. However, if you would like to get a seat, a spot, a parking spot, or have a shuttle be empty that you can, I recommend, I always tell people to go like 4 o'clock at the latest, because it packs out. And this, you don't want to miss Wedding Band, and that would be a shame. So get on. There's trolleys that go from downtown from different parking lots. You can take public transportation, a bus, and get to the pier early and so that you can see these guys.
You can swim if you want.
You could swim. I wouldn't recommend it, but you could. You could do all kinds of things to get there. Where are you playing on the pier? Do you know? Is it just a pavilion, the regular big pavilion?
It's a beer garden at the end of the pier.
There you go. That is a beautiful beer garden.
It's fantastic.
It's at the end of the pier. You can see the water. This is like a dream. For me, if I was a musician, it would be a dream gig. So I'm really excited for you guys.
Thank you.
Yeah. When did you find out you got this gig?
Gosh, when did we find out about this?
Yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday? Okay.
I kept checking the calendar to make sure, you know, we still had it.
Isn't that interesting? You know. Like, as an artist and a musician, it's sort of like when big things come along, it's like, is this really happening? Are we really? And you are. You're really doing it.
We just learned all these songs yesterday, too.
Oh, good. Well, that's going to be interesting. No, I know you didn't. So let's talk about some of these songs. So the songs range. I mean, the cool thing about you guys, too, is that the songs really range. It's not just one type of song.
Right. We like to attract a wide audience, and so there's got to be something in our set list that you're going to like.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about this. I'm a child of the, let's just say, 70s, 80s, and Blister in the Sun by the Violent Femmes.
Oh, yeah.
One of my favorite songs. We've got Radiohead. I love Radiohead. So this is not your typical chicken dance situation. You know what I'm saying? But people hear Wedding Band, and sometimes they think, oh, we're going to do chicken dance. We're going to do, what are the other ones? Like Shout.
Oh, gosh, Hokey Pokey. Yeah.
To Hokey Pokey. If I hear a Hokey Pokey at a wedding, I must leave immediately.
Cha-Cha Slide.
Cha-Cha Slide is a more recent sort of horrible thing. And you do some George Michael. Beastie Boys. Can't go wrong with Beastie Boys. Let's see. We've got Hey Yeah, Outkast. Mm-hmm. Hit Me Baby, Britney Spears. Okay, here's my, what are your, we'll go around, favorite songs to sing, my friend.
All right. Well, this is Indiana, and I grew up on pop punk, so I love when we play Blink-182, yeah. All the Small Things. Green Day, Basket Case, yes, is another good one. Lit, My Own Worst Enemy. That's all, like, as far as energy, you know,
I love that. That's your kind of jam.
Exactly.
I have to say, I like the Lit song. I think it's, is that the one with the cars in the front yard?
Yeah, exactly.
Is that the one you play?
That's it.
Oh, one of my favorite songs.
You need to come.
I know, I'm here, but you know what I'm going to do? I think they are live streaming, you guys, if I've not. I saw that somewhere when I was looking up Navy Pier stuff. So I don't know how that's going to be, but I'll find you. Great. What about you, my friend?
Oh, it's got to be the Whitney Houston.
You're a Whitney Houston
nut. Every day, yeah. We do Dance With Somebody, which, I mean, is just a summer staple in itself. I don't think it matters what age you are. Like, you hear that opening with that, woo,
yeah.
You just know what's coming. You know, it's just an upbeat. You know, we got all the ladies singing, you know, in the front row, and it's awesome.
Okay, so Whitney Houston. Mm-hmm. What about you, my friend?
I love playing Rock and Roll All Night by Kiss.
Okay. My husband is a huge Kiss fan, and we own the discography and some DVDs. And are you a Kiss fan in general?
Kiss.
Oh, you do?
I totally love Kiss.
You do. Let's see. My God of Thunder is one of my favorite Kiss songs, isn't that?
That was Bruce's nickname.
I didn't go
to high school.
Okay, well there you go. So so you are a Kiss fan. So any, yes. Do you guys only play the one Kiss song?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. Well, maybe you could add another one into the
Strutter. I'm all about Strutter.
Strutter is a great song. Yeah.
Love Gun.
Love Gun.
Yes.
We could just keep going with the Kiss. Bruce, favorite songs to play.
Stacy's Mom, because she's really hot. Oh yes, favorite song.
Yes.
I like playing. We do You're the One I Want from the movie Grease. That's a lot of fun to play. The bass line's cool.
Yeah. You're the One That I Want?
Yeah, and those two get to sing together. And that's cute.
And dance together.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about the dancing part. The dancing part of your... Because that was big on the video that I saw. You guys don't just stand there. Ladies and gentlemen, you can move, all of you.
It's an energetic show. Definitely.
I mean, you really do.
It's part of the show.
How did you find each other? Like, because there's people that can sing, and there's people that can play instruments, but not everybody can move. So did you have to, like, audition people? How did it go, or did you just...
They made me do 100 push-ups in my audition.
Okay.
He only got to like 37, which was disappointing.
But did you still let him in?
It was a great singer.
He was singing at the same time, so.
Yeah, that was pretty high.
Yeah, I had to test from 1-inch heels to 8-inch heels. I wanted to see how high you could dance
with your heels.
Yeah, they dared me to do You Can't Touch This, and I still do it.
You touched it. Yeah, you really did. And you guys been same sort of incarnation for 10 years, or different people have... Have you been here since the beginning is what I'm asking?
No.
Okay. So you're a newer member.
Correct.
Okay.
I am as well. Yeah. Okay. I'm second in line from Indiana. I'm the second newest member.
Okay. And my guess is Bruce.
Yeah, I've been here since the beginning.
Yes.
So have I.
Have nothing else to do.
Yes. But you are good at what you do, so it's good you have nothing else to do.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Tell my mom that.
I will tell. Tell your mom that.
I'm wasting my time.
You are not wasting your time. So did you guys live in the city now, or are you still in? Are you?
No,
in
we're up. We're up here.
You're up here.
Yeah.
Okay. Where's your favorite place that you've played? I mean, after tomorrow, this might change. But so far, favorite gig you've played. Like, favorite energy, favorite crowd.
Oh, man, this might get us in trouble now.
Wow. Why? No, just say they... We'll preface it by saying they all have their value. Everyone is awesome.
Absolutely.
But for you, like, a moment where you're like, yes, mm-hmm. I know I'm doing the right thing with my life. Which is...
That's such a big question.
Okay.
Well, we played the world's largest block party the other weekend.
Oh, I've heard wonderful things about that.
That was pretty fun.
Was it fun?
Yeah.
It was very large.
Large.
Just like Bruce's thighs.
Oh, okay. Was it fun? Did you have fun, Bruce?
Oh, yeah.
Where is Bruce? Where did Bruce not have fun? Where was it? Where does it take place?
It's like that way, and we're on radio, so me pointing that way.
Yeah. So Wicker Park. It's just
off the loop.
Yeah.
Okay. Towards the suburbs.
Yeah. So that's pointing is probably, on the radio. But, I think it's in the... It's south of the loop. I can't remember where it is, but I went once. It's pretty big. I mean,
By Old St. Pat's.
By Al's Beef.
By Al's Beef, right there. When was that? When was that show?
Two weeks ago.
Okay. So tomorrow, how long will your set be? Do you know?
2 hours.
2 hours?
Yeah.
Wow.
There's going to be a break for the fireworks, though.
Fireworks at night.
Let me pick back up.
That is in the middle of your show. That's so cool.
Fantastic.
Man, I'm really excited for you guys. I'm happy that you're doing that. What do you want, like, where would you like to see Wedding Band in 1 year? I always ask my bands that. Like, if you could have your druthers of what would happen with Wedding Band, where would you like to see it, you guys?
I think the sky's the limit. You know, if you put enough effort into what you're doing and you keep that passion alive. I've always wanted to reach a level where we're potentially doing things like destination weddings, where people are just so enthralled with our concept and what we do
that
they
cool.
want to fly us out, to be a part of their special day. I'm a sucker for the wedding gigs.
We'll talk about that in a minute because I just was at a wedding that had probably, I shouldn't say it, but was one of the worst bands I've ever heard. We'll be back. On that note,
yes.
we'll take a break. This is Jen B. I'm filling in for Justin Kaufman here on WGN 720 AM. This is Jen B. I'm filling in here for Justin Kaufman until 11 p.m. And I am joined in studio on this 3rd of July, the eve of Independence Day, with Wedding Band, which is a wedding band, not your average wedding band at all. And I was saying before the break, I was at a wedding. It was an acquaintance of an acquaintance, so it was not a good friend of mine. And the wedding band was basically... a guy and a synthesizer, I swear, a synthesizer, which is okay, but it was seriously not exciting. Nobody wanted to dance. It was one of those chicken dance situations. And I just thought, seriously, what went through my mind was, how much are they paying? Like, this is not cheap, I'm sure. And it was not danceable. What I like about you guys, danceable. So why don't you tell me, you were telling me about the weddings. Why do you love the wedding gigs?
Of course I love playing festivals and venues.
Of course.
That's always going to have a special, place. But I feel like weddings are a little bit more special because you do have people who just wander into a bar and they're like, oh, a band, great. Let's watch them and see what they're about. with a wedding, like, someone specifically done their research and kind of chosen you to kind of be the soundtrack to one of the most important days of their life. And I just think that's such a cool concept, you know. To think that someone wants you to put an imprint on something like that is just indescribable.
I agree. Do you like the weddings as
well? I do, absolutely, yeah. Like she said, it's the biggest day of your life. So, you know, to trust us with that task of providing the soundtrack.
So much fun to have you guys. I really wish we
make it a party.
I bet.
You want your wedding to be fun, right?
Right. I don't want to have a boring wedding, and I don't want to be at a boring wedding. And also, it's already, like, there's a lot of stress leading up to weddings. Mm-hmm. So to be able to let loose and have a good time. And what I also like about you guys is that it sounds like you're able to sort of tailor the show to who's in the crowd. Okay. So if you have kids, because sometimes I have seen sort of not like spoof of wedding bands or something, and they're really raunchy, and there's kids in the audience. And I'm like, okay, that's okay, sort of, but it's not for everybody. And so what I like is that you tailor to who's there, which is very, very cool. Not a lot of bands can do that. Like, mm-hmm. a lot of bands I know have one set way of doing things, but it sounds like you guys are flexible in terms of what you play and how you play it and the order you play stuff in.
Very flexible.
That's amazing.
You gotta be,
right? Because you never know what they're gonna throw at you.
Oh, that's true.
You know?
You never know what we're going to throw at you.
Exactly. It's a two-way street. So tomorrow you've got this big gig. How do you prepare for that the night before? You're here.
I do squats.
You do some squats?
Yeah, because I have really big legs and I want to keep them big, so I just do a lot of squats.
You do squats?
Just the pressure.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
All right. What about vocally? Do you vocal rest? Do you just... party hard? How are you?
I chug as much beer as I possibly can.
Yeah. Do you guys, but really, do you warm up? Do you practice a lot together? How does that work?
We do.
Okay.
You do. Well-oiled machine.
You're a well-oiled machine.
Now you've got to rehearse and practice your show or it's going to be terrible.
Yeah. How often do you guys practice?
Well, usually once or twice a week, but in the summer we're so busy it's hard because for the singers, vocally, it's a lot. And you're singing every single day. In our sets, touring bands play about an hour a night. We're playing 2.5-3 hours a night. So we're almost doing double the amount of singing. And people don't realize that.
Wait a minute. That's a long time.
Yeah.
But it's cool because we have two singers. So we give each other a break.
Yeah, no, it's amazing. I've never heard of that. And I also think that speaks to your repertoire, that you have so much material that you know and are really good at, that you can fill a good 2.5 hours, three. That's pretty cool. And so with weddings, or how can people, is there a spot on your website where they can find you to book you? Is there?
There's a book us tab.
Book us tab.
There you go.
So yeah. Give us the website again. It's www, I think I got it now because it's pretty, pretty simple. weddingband.com. And you go there and it's a cool website and it has, it has media stuff on it. It has bios of everybody and it has the song lists, which I got printed out from there so I could see. I wish I could see you guys tomorrow. So what's next? Like what would you like to see happen? Like we were saying before I cut you guys off. Where would you
playing
like
all
to
over
see?
The country.
All over the country. I
we
like
were,
it.
We were just in Grand Rapids, Michigan. We go out to Ohio a couple of times in the summer. Why not bring it further out?
Yeah.
Next stop is going to be Mars.
Mars. You know what?
Play on a different planet.
We're close to getting there.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
I am.
There's people signing up. Did you? I just read this. There's people signing up. Millionaires are signing up to be the first people to go. Like you have to leave a deposit of something like, you know, I don't know, $50,000 just to have your name. I don't want to go to Mars.
They can probably afford us then.
Yes, exactly. If you can afford to go to Mars, you can afford Wedding Band.
You know, we're the greatest wedding band on Earth. But
it is true.
Yes, it is true. And
we gotta set our sights higher.
You gotta, gotta reach for the stars and for Mars.
Literally,
you know what I mean? Literally, you gotta literally reach for Mars. So, what else, you guys? What do you got planned for the rest of the summer? You said you're going to Ohio. What's happening?
We're playing all over the place. Like this week, we got Navy Pier. We go to Peoria. We're back in Chicago on Saturday for Roscoe Village Burger Fest. We're playing Taste of Lincoln Avenue this summer.
You are.
Sure. Roscoe.
Sheffield Garden Walk is coming up. In a
couple we're playing
weeks.
A lot of City Fest, and then we'll be, you know, traveling around in between that.
Do you guys, when you travel, do you travel together in a van?
Safety in numbers.
Safety in
Someone's
numbers.
Someone's got to keep an eye on Bruce.
Someone's got to keep Bruce in check.
Bruce. I hope we can keep him in check. We'll definitely keep an eye on
you him. You just watch
sure
him.
Comes back with us.
I got people for that, though.
You got people?
I'm pretty famous.
Okay.
And I'm like D-list celebrity.
People know him.
People know Bruce. Do you just go by your last name or just Bruce? Do you know what I'm saying? Do people just know you as Bruce?
What's on my headband? So
yeah, it is on your headband.
It's pretty easy to get my name. Yeah, it is Bruce. And Springsteen's got, what, a year left? I'm taking over.
Hey, he's got more than a year.
Come on. Two. There'll be one Bruce.
And that'll be you.
Right.
And that'll be you. So, okay, so tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, Wedding Band will be at Navy Pier. And they're going to be, their show is at 8. And it's at the end of the pier in the beer garden. And like I was saying, you should get there early. I went there once, and at, I would say about 5, you could not move on the pier. And they had by 6 o'clock, there were no spots left, and they had closed down the pier just for more people. So if you want to see Wedding Band, not your average wedding band, the best wedding band on earth, you should definitely show up early, and you should stay late, because there's going to be Wedding Band, and then the fireworks, and then more Wedding Band.
Right.
Yeah.
It's just never going to... Cool. You guys play a lot. I love Rock and Roll. Joan Jett is one of my favorites on your list. Also, I do like I Want to Dance with Somebody. I definitely want to say in the club, 50 Cent. Here's my story about 50 Cent. Fitty.
Nice.
So I worked in L.A. for Nicolas Cage. That was my boss for 5 years. Anyway, he made a movie with 50 Cent, or he wanted to. So 50 Cent, which is so weird to say, his name really is Curtis. Okay, so he came into the office. I did not know how to address him. So I said, hello, 50, Mr. 50 Cent, 50, Curtis. It was a mess. It was a mess, and I made a fool of myself, because that's what I do. And he was lovely, but it is one of those things where whenever I see in the club 50 Cent, I'm like, it brings back, I have sort of a traumatized memory of stumbling over. I ended up calling him Mr. Curtis, which isn't part of the deal at all. So that's not close. Even a real,
so we'll
it's close.
Keep that one to you.
Please do. Say, this is for Jen. I wish I could be there. What if I just said, forget it. I'm not going to work at WGN. I'm going to go to
the band.
I'm going to join the band.
There are plenty more opportunities to see us throughout the summer.
So you have, I'm sure you have, yes. Yes, and if you go to the website, you can see that. You have a drummer, I'm assuming, that's
yes.
not here right now.
We do.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. Because you need a drummer in a band, right?
He is the heartbeat.
Did anybody know where he is?
Well, you might
want to be our drummer?
Did we even text him to come?
Oh. Oops. No, that's an internal.
He was in the car.
He just didn't come into the Uber.
I know, Uber.
So tomorrow morning, what you guys doing? What do you do in the morning?
Sleep.
You sleep. Bruce sleeps.
Yeah, I mean.
You're a rock star.
Why would you get up?
For a gig, but that's not till later.
Play some guitar.
I get up for breakfast.
Do you guys like fireworks? Are you fireworks
fans?
I love
fireworks.
Okay. Did you know that fireworks, I'm going to talk about a little later on air too. Fireworks, there are, besides the ones that are licensed by the city and all that, no fireworks are legal in the state of Illinois. So the only things that are legal, so anytime you hear a firework, illegal. Only ones that are legal are sparklers. Remember the, you know,
yeah.
Who doesn't know
yeah.
a sparkler? Sparklers and like those those
little
pockets? Yes. Those little pockets of
mess.
And like little snakes. Do you guys remember the snakes that grow?
Like,
yeah.
That's not a firework.
Those were terrible.
Yeah, they were terrible. They did nothing.
I would have M80s and be, hey, what do you losers got? Sparklers and snakes? And they'd be like, yeah. I'm like, losers.
You want to see a real firework?
So, yeah. So anyway, I just wanted to let you know that fireworks are not legal. So we are going to take a little break. Thank you guys so much for coming. Guys, visit everybody at, visit my lovely guests at WeddingBand, WeddingBand.com. They're playing tomorrow at 8 o'clock at Navy Pier on the end of the pier in the beer garden. They're going to have a fantastic show. They're very talented. They're lovely. lovely human beings. Go see Wedding Band. Best wedding band on Earth and possibly on Mars. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning, Chicago.
Thank you.
This